We were learning the task on Shabbos of tochen, of grinding. So we know one of the things that you do in preparing bread is after you harvest the wheat and you clean it, so then you grind the wheat into flour. אף בדברים שלא שייכת בהם תחינה, מכל מקום לא התירו חכמים לעשות תחינתן בכלי המיוחד לזה בכל. You have items which you really cannot grind. You can't say that tchina, grinding is relevant to them. But nonetheless, our sages said, they don't want us on Shabbos to be doing a task that looks like grinding, because that would be doing a weekday task on Shabbos. So, let's say, we said there are items where there's no tchina relevant, because they were pre-ground. If you regrind it, so that's not called tchina. Nonetheless, our sages said, you can't do it in the ordinary way. You can't use a mill or a what do they call that thing that you grind herbs in? A pistol and
mortal and pestle.
Mortal and pestle, okay. So, Chazal, our sages didn't want us to do it in the manner we would do it on a weekday, even if what we're doing is technically permissible, but they didn't want us to be doing a weekday type of task on Shabbos. So we said there are items, there are food items that would be permissible. Remember, we discussed this yesterday. That's why if you're mashing a banana, we said you'd use the back of the spoon, the handle of the spoon, you wouldn't use the spoon itself. If you're mashing something that does not grow in the ground, for example, you want to take meat and grind it up for your child to eat. So our sages didn't want us to use a meat grinder. Even if you have a meat grinder on Shabbos, you shouldn't be using that. We don't use a specialized instrument for grinding. So let's say you want to have ground Parmesan cheese on your salad. Or let's say you want to make egg salad. You want to cut your eggs really, really small. So we said that things that do not grow from the ground, like meat, like eggs, like cheese, technically there is no biblical prohibition of grinding them. The whole prohibition of tchina, of grinding, is specifically things that grow from the ground. But nonetheless, you could not use a specialized instrument for grinding. So that's why we don't use, what do they call that instrument that you, a grate? We don't use a grate for making grated Parmesan cheese on Shabbos. If you have a specialized knife or type of pounding instrument that you use for pounding meat into small pieces, we wouldn't use that on Shabbos. We would do it in a manner that's different than the way you would do it on a weekday. We do it with a shinui. Our sages said, even though it's permissible, but we don't want a guy on Shabbos to be doing things that have a weekday flavor to them. So the manner in which you can grind these items has to be slightly different than the way you would do it on a weekday.